When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Masturbators is part of the I Did Not Make These Rankings podcast network, along with some other pretty amazing shows like An Evening at the Movies, Crime Rewind, Crushgasm, Literature Reapers, Love is Black, Men Are the Prize, Season to Season, The Simplest, and Toontastic Journeys. You can find all of these podcasts and more at IDNMTRpodcastnetwork.com. Now remember, Masturbators is filmed before a live social media audience, and it's a mature show that talks about mature things. It's not kid-friendly, but if you want to listen with your kids, that's on you. We warned you. Have a good day.
Hello, hello, and hello. Welcome to the I Did Not Make These Rankings Podcast Network Drafts. My name is D'Angelo Robinson, and I am exhausted. There's nothing I can say about that. I am tired. Work, life, and kids are the death of me. These are my friends. Start with another person that know about work, wife, and kids. Harvey, how you doing?
Hi. Yeah, life with a wife and four kids and stuff is quite hectic, so I feel your pain. But hey, we get to draft, so that should be fun. A nice little, you know, a departure from the craziness that is life. I missed last week. I'm back. I try to get back on the winning stage. So hashtag vote for Harvey. Let's do this.
And Kendra.
I'm just happy to be here. Thank you for having me.
That's the shyest I've ever heard. I've seen Kendra since the first guy. Okay. Josh.
Hey, what up, everybody? Excited to be here on this Tuesday evening. Looking forward to a fun time.
And Amanda.
What's up, everybody? Happy Tuesday. I'm happy to be here as well and excited to do my topic and just excited that I won one for once.
All right. So we are going to do two drafts, a couple of announcements. One, next week, Amanda will be hosting. So, yay, Amanda. I will not be here, but Amanda will definitely do her thing as a host. Also, today's officially registered for the Sipless and Masturbators for the People's Choice Podcast Awards. You hear about that? Also, we will be doing that same thing for Men of the Prize or Love is Black. I just don't know which one, so I couldn't do it.
That makes complete sense, bro.
So one of those things will be on there as well. As soon as I find out which one, the three of us would love your guys' votes in the summer, so we could try to win one of these awards. Some people have been a bridesmaid. More than once, which fucking sucks. By the way, it's good, but sucks. We'll do that. And thank you in advance. With that being said, we are going to do celebrity hot ones. Kendra, you want to talk about this?
Hot ones. It's a very popular YouTube show. This hot topic made sense a couple weeks ago. Oh, don't say that. It is one of the top shows on YouTube. They have huge guests, been on since 2015. And this made more sense 2 weeks ago when it was trending because Conan basically was the best guest ever and they should cancel it after him. But yeah, just who you want to see get really eat hot wings and get really funny with it.
Okay.
And if you interview people, this is such a good show. I can't recommend it enough. Sean Evans and his team, one of the best interviewers in the game, and he's one of my host heroes. So yay, Sean Evans.
Is he a better interviewer than Zach Galifianakis, though?
Yes, because he's not going for a joke. He's going for actual information, and their questions are really good when your guest says, oh, no one's ever asked me that, or oh, that's actual good question, not just the same cliche questions that these people have been asked over and over again. That's a good interview. So
nice.
Shout out to Sean Evans. I guess that's my topic.
This Who do you want to see on Hot Ones? By?
And I will be seeing if your guest actually has been on there. I'll be double checking just in case you try to slip one by.
please do, because I really don't know. So here's the order. It goes Harvey, myself, Kendra, Josh, and Amanda. It's like always for round two. Sneak style, so it'll be Amanda, Josh, Kendra, Shannon. Oh, well, not Shannon. Shannon's not here. She's doing some personal matters. So it'll be Amanda, Josh, Kendra, myself, then Harvey. Harvey, are you ready?
No, but let's do it.
Okay, you're first.
All right. How about we start with Donald Trump?
Put him in the hot seat.
No pun intended, but
can they be laced with other stuff besides hot sauce?
All right, make everyone the final dab.
Maybe something happens to him. It's too hot. It gets to his heart. Something. I don't know. Just.
I already see where you're going with yours. I definitely see where you're going with yours. So I know the pattern already. There you go. I think I'm applauded until I hear a name that I know I'm going to hear. And then,
yeah.
Howard, though.
We gave him press last time on SNL. Look what that did.
Well, speaking as press on SNL for Donald Trump, I'm going to go Dave Chappelle here I'm going with people that I like. I just want to see him eat wings and talk shit. There you go.
He was on my list, too. Yeah. So it's a good pick.
Kendra.
RuPaul.
That would be good.
All right. Josh.
Snoop Dogg.
He's done it, hasn't he?
Nope.
No? Okay.
I looked it up. Kendra.
Oh, interesting. No.
Okay.
All right. And Amanda.
Sorry. Jeff Goldblum.
He's done it.
Are you sure?
Yeah, he did it. His is really good.
Well, crap. Okay.
Steve Martin.
Yeah, exactly. Steve Martin hasn't done it, right?
No, he'd probably not make.
That's not what I want.
He's old.
That doesn't mean
I think RuPaul's older, though.
Yeah.
All right. So we got Donald J. Trump, Dave Chappelle, RuPaul, Snoop Dogg, and Steve Martin. Amanda, round two.
Crap. Michael Keaton.
Okay. I'm going to take a little bit second so Kendra can say yay nay to it, because she's the resident person that knows.
Right.
All right. Josh.
Clearly my Google's broken.
Samuel L. Jackson.
How has he not done it?
That's
he probably said no, like, motherfucker.
He's like, hell no, motherfucker.
I mean, now you could like see what it is and you're like, yeah, not for me.
Kendra.
Just I think it'd go really viral. Jonathan Taylor Thomas. He doesn't do interviews anymore, so.
All right, myself, because I'm going to just fuck up Harvey's hate tour. I'm going to go Will Smith right here.
It wasn't a hate tour at all. It was just people who haven't done the show. So it really wasn't. So that's okay.
Okay. Harvey.
Okay. Okay. How about Hulk Hogan?
Sorry, take
tour. Not a
tour, right? Take tour.
I'm just thinking people.
Don't try to be cute with us. We know what you're doing.
Wow.
Round two.
I'm that way myself.
Round two, Michael Keaton, Samuel L. Jackson, John Taylor Thomas, Will Smith, and Hulk Hogan. Round three, Harvey Hector.
Wow, that's great. How about Drake?
It's Harvey's hate tour.
I don't hate Drake.
Why would you hate Jimmy?
I don't hate Drake. I don't understand
Okay. Well, here's the thing. I am going to pick somebody that actually do hate Drake. I'm going to Kendrick Lamar. That this track he came out with Drake today was fire.
That one where he confused Haley Joel Osment with Joel Osteen, is that one that I saw trending on Twitter? Where he says Joel Osteen, then says Sixth Sense, but it's like that's Haley Joel Osment, bro. Google.
So yeah, I don't know about that. I didn't know the fucking shit's fire, and he destroys Drake and the whole thing. So that shit is great. All right, Kendra, it's on you.
Go with. Oh, Tiffany, a New York Pollard. My girl.
Just the longest she don't spit on anybody. I like to fuck with her.
All right, Josh. I'm going with Morgan Freeman.
He wouldn't make it either.
He'd be all right.
You are so mean.
Old people and Spice have issues.
Not my false alarm.
My love, right. I know a lot of old people be tearing it up. Yeah. Like, how you don't got ulcers?
She doesn't make anything without Spice. Spicy as shit, too. Her spicy spaghetti is the best bucket spaghetti since my cocktail one. All right, so anyway.
I'm all right now.
Amanda's on you.
Eminem.
Look at KC.
Oh, yo, show no more. Now he all about vote for Harvey, huh?
He said it on the show yesterday, too. I was like, oh, did he? I'm the co-host, bro.
Yep. I said vote for Harvey.
No loves for me.
So round three is Drake, Kendrick Lamar, New York, Morgan Freeman, and Eminem. Amanda's on you.
I'm going to go with Kylie Kelsey. I think she would be adorable. Jason Kelsey's wife.
Who?
Oh my God.
The eagle. Is that the one that was dating Taylor Swift? No, because
he wouldn't have a wife.
Oh, that's the one that showed up at WrestleMania, huh?
No. Some people have wives and date other people.
Well, I would hope it would be like the dating the most famous human on the planet.
Travis Kelsey is dating Taylor, and he's
dating
Taylor.
Damn.
Wow.
I thought y'all were friends and co-hosts, man.
All right, Josh.
Boy, I'm gonna bring some female energy in here and say Bianca Belair.
Is that a wrestler?
Yeah.
Yes, it
is. So see, now I don't know what you're talking about. It's fine.
You knew Hulk Hogan.
Everybody knows Hulk Hogan. That's like
because wrestling in the 90s was household names. Now it's like niche.
It's like, have you heard of George Washington? Like,
So no. It really depends on what household.
I'm saying like 10 random people. They're gonna know The Rock. They're gonna know Hulk Hogan. They're not gonna know the new ones. I'm talking about 10 random people.
Roman Reigns, John Cena.
John Cena's old. I would consider John Cena like a 2000s one. Like those jean shorts. Though I'm talking about an era. Like if you say Bianca Belair or like Cody Rhodes, that's someone a new era. Yeah. I'm saying early 2000s.
I still disagree,
comparing like we were talking about Taylor Swift, like she's huge, but 10 random people aren't going to know her songs compared to 10 random people if you say like Madonna or Michael Jackson. Like there's a difference of like eras and internet and making things more niche.
I'm gonna get into it even more sociology, but the generations are different and there's a lot of young people now that don't know who the fuck Michael Jackson is. So yeah.
Well, that's tragic.
It is, right?
That's just bad parenting.
I didn't even get to Michael Jackson in the womb.
Think of 1998, the top 10 Billboard. You knew every song. I think Taylor Swift songs are like every song right now. It's like only her fans are gonna know that. But back in like 1998, you'd probably be like, "Oh yeah, I've heard like No Scrubs and or 99."
Yeah, because it's streaming.
I'm not disagreeing with that. I'm just disagreeing with the whole wrestling thing because I do know
there's a lot of wrestling fans. But we're not wrestling fans, and they're like, I'm just saying, like, as not a wrestling fan, Amanda knows like the big names of like the 90s and early 2000s, but it's become more niche now.
Everyone
just
knows
like Hulk music. Hogan. No, yeah, no, Hulk Hogan is the star of
Good Morning. I made the joke about Hulk Hogan as a joke.
I mean, I like Hulk Hogan, and I think everybody looked at Hulk Hogan for two different things. Just the same.
But he made the WWF, WWE, whatever it's called now. Like, you can't, he's an asshole, but he made wrestling relevant.
I mean, if you're going to make that argument, so did Vince McMahon, but nobody's going to really be talking about him. So,
Ric Flair.
No.
And Ric Flair.
Yeah.
All right, characters on you.
I know Ric Flair, too.
Britney Spears would be hilarious twirling about.
Yeah.
That would be funny.
I'm going to go with someone. It's on me, and I'm going to go with someone that Kendrick calls a vampire. I'm going to go with Pharrell Williams.
Why do you think he's a vampire?
Because he doesn't age. Age.
I mean, that's fair.
Like Cher.
Mm-hmm. And Paul Rudd.
Cher's whole face is plastic.
Right there, I mean. Paul Rudd.
And Paul Rudd.
Paul Rudd.
Mm-hmm. Harvey. That'd be a good draft, too.
Vampire.
That would be.
Oh, the people that don't age?
Don't age. Mean,
mm-hmm. Angela Bassett.
Mm-hmm. What about the dude, this guy who's just the black guy from Ghostbusters, who's like
100? Oh,
I love
Oh my goodness.
Well, grandpa, like.
he's clearly been, there's a little bit of work. He too smooth in this game.
He had some work done.
He literally got some work done.
There's never been a better, like, Black Don't Crack as, like, the Ghostbusters cast. like,
Eddie Murphy.
I had him too. Good pick.
I don't hate right. Eddie Murphy, by the way. Just in case.
You don't. Yeah, I start with Eddie Murphy, but yeah, that Drake pick. I'm just saying. All right. You got, I was saying, Kylie Kelsey? What's her name?
Kylie Kelsey.
Kylie.
Bianca Belair, Britney Spears, Pharrell Williams, and Eddie Murphy. Harvey's on you.
It is on me. How about Flavor Flav?
Flavor Flav.
He's so cool.
You have him.
He's got that necklace can catch the dripping hot sauce for him.
Wonder if he'd wear it. A little bib on it.
I would hope so.
So I'm going to go my favorite football player of all time. Not because I want to see him eat hot wings, just because I want to see him eat hot wings and talk. How Randy Moss talk is fucking amazing. So I'm just going. I was going to go Randy Moss right here.
That's funny.
All right, Kendra.
Just like he doesn't do a lot of interviews. I'm going Lorne Michaels just because I want to hear him talk about SNL.
That would be interesting. And he would show up in a suit, you know he would.
Yeah.
That's not very Lorne Michaels is I'm hoping that we can protect that man because I have nothing bad about this man yet, personally. And yeah. I really hope that I'm hoping that he's in the under rocks somewhere and not doing shit. Don't fuck my childhood and my daughter.
He just lives at the studio. That's what his life is.
He ran SNL in the 70s. He's done some shit, but let's just never find out.
Did you watch like the movie that like how National Lampoon came to be? He basically like poached like Chevy Chase and a lot of the like first timers from National Lampoon. So I think that's as shady as he got was like knowing the talent and doing what he did. But he can't be bad.
Vince McMahon of television. That's what he is.
Mm-hmm. I mean, then he starts selling from Nick Cannon, Mikey Day, Pete Davidson, all of them.
Yeah,
don't disrespect them.
Yeah, he's not that bad.
No. In that reference, in terms of poaching talent from other things, that's it.
All right, cool. Yeah. Well, but what I mean is, just keep that man safe. Like, don't do anything. Don't do any businessman like shit.
Yeah, he's at 30 Rock in a room, comfortable. Nobody could see him. You can't just pull up. Yeah. You need an appointment. Yeah, man.
You need an appointment with his secretary to even think of getting an appointment with him.
Yeah, good, good.
Administrative assistant.
Josh, it's on you.
Well, his last interview was fire, and I don't know if he could do any better than that, but we're going to try, so I'm going to pick Cat Williams.
Okay.
And keep that man safe, because everything he said in the last interview was correct.
Be watching him. Like,
boy, keep that man safe. All right. He said, did he want to party? You got to tell him no. nobody knew what that meant. Come on, let's go. All right. Boy, Amanda.
I should have chosen this first, but I didn't think anybody would take her. But if I had to pick one person right now, Emma Stone, I think that would just be so hilarious. She hasn't done it, right? Because I feel like I looked twice to make sure, because it seems like the kind of thing she would do.
Yeah, it's weird she hasn't.
Yeah.
Maybe she's right. Come.
Yeah.
We have Flavor Flav, Randy Moss, Laura Michaels, Cat Williams, and Emma Stone. Amanda, your bench.
Just for pure chaos and curiosity's sake, I'm going to say Jim Carrey.
He'd be so
nice.
Funny.
All right. Josh.
All right. And I'm going to go with Martin Lawrence.
Oh, good one.
We were just watching the one where he goes to LA to try to get the show, the Von L show or whatever. And he's like singing with Jodeci. I was like,
JC, JoJo.
He's like, oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Oh my god, DJ.
Said, how did Cat Williams just wake up one day and be Nicker Dimes?
Genius.
And you said that everybody has to be alive, right? Just make sure.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Cool.
Because how cool would Robin Williams have been on Hot Wheels?
Oh my god.
All right. Kendra's on you.
I'm just going to go Kelsey Grammer.
That's actually a good one.
Maybe for to promote season 2. Mm-mm. Or
yeah. I have not had to cross a single person off my list yet.
Yeah.
Same here.
Just because I want to see her face and ask her to marry me when I see it. Fish for shot.
You want to torture her just so you can look at her face?
You damn right. It rubbed the lotion on the skin. Let's get the hose again. All right, so
it's I don't know if ironic is the right word, but it's maybe telling that Felicia is who you chose, because my last pick is Bill Cosby.
Oh. Damn.
I mean, like, not. I don't know. We would just hope that he would poison one of them wings or something. I don't know, but that's right. My final pick.
So Emma's upset about the marrying thing, but she knows me and Felicia Shy, so she got to get over that. So here's your bitch. Jim Carrey, Martin Lawrence, Kelsey Grammer, Felicia Shy, and Bill Cosby. Do anyone have any honorable mentions? Harvey, you first.
I only had one, and that was Harrison Ford. I think that'd be interesting.
He would hate it. He hates interviews so much.
Yes, he does.
It'd be so funny.
I only have one as well, and that's because I actually think she may have done it, so I didn't pick it. She says she could do it. I actually have Tina Fey. I'm not sure if Tina Fey did it or not. It's not something like she would do, but I do want to see Tina Fey do this. Kendra.
I had a lot. Madonna, Lindsay Lohan, Ryan Gosling, Beyonce, Stephen Merchant, just I love him, David Hyde Pierce, Kelly Clarkson, Tig Notaro, Haley Williams from Paramore, and I would love to see Anthony Starr from The Boys do it.
I had Ryan Gosling.
Ryan Gosling would be so good.
Yeah.
All right, Josh.
I had Forrest Whitaker, Shamar Moore, The Rock, and then both Barack and Michelle Obama.
Well, did Michelle do one? I swear she did one.
Maybe she did.
I think Michelle did one. CJ
Aubrey Plaza has done it because I wrote her down, but she's done it.
Yeah.
However, though, Josh, who's your first one you said?
Forrest Whitaker.
Forrest Whitaker. I'm pretty sure that would open the eye up if you did that shit.
I know, right?
Leave that man alone.
That's hilarious.
All right. So,
got it fixed.
That's it, everybody. I want to thank Amanda for doing the graphics. We can't go into the future unless we go into the past. Two weeks ago, for Teen Inc songs, tie for second was Shanna, Amanda, and Harvey. Number one was me. Which again, thank you to that one website for that. I just wrote everything down from that website because I didn't know what teenage was.
I saw that website and I was like, they don't know the music very well, the lyrics.
Yeah, sucks that you won. You didn't even have to know anything.
All right. And then for Perfectly Casted Roles, we have in third place, it was, and this was actually one of the most voted on things we had. So thank you all for voting.
Awesome.
We have Josh with third, Kendra in second, and me in first. And then I'm pretty sure Heath Ledger got me, helping with that one. So, thank you for that.
I mean, I think we all had that one written down, probably. Mm-hmm. Maybe not. Never seen it. Only for myself.
With else being said, I got some updated numbers. For total wins, we have done 124 drafts so far. Casey still has 24 wins, so that's number one. I have 23. Harvey has 21. Kendra has 15. Amanda also has 15. The guest has 9. Shannon has 8. Cam has 7. And this is going to be controversial. I'm going to say it right now, but Josh technically only has 2. Now, the reason why that's controversial because when Josh won a couple of his, he was technically a guest. Mm. And I wasn't going to go back to put those back into Josh. So technically,
we know what it is.
We're a guest.
Well, that's different. He wasn't part of the network yet.
My point, exactly. Cool. So
that controversial. I get it.
Give him his reparations. Reparations.
I'm not going back. There you go. All right. With that being said, let's have fun with game night. Amanda, tell us what we're doing.
So we're just drafting our favorite games that would be from a game night. So family game night, friends game night, whatever. It just has to be, like a sit-down game or a play-in-the-living-room kind of game, card game, board game, drawing game, whatever.
A sit-down game,
board game, like if you're sitting at a table.
As long as they video games.
No video games.
I don't have we'll talk about this when somebody picks it. I'm not sure I'm going to pick it, but if somebody picks it, then we'll talk about what I'm thinking about.
So, right, Gray, I said sit down or just play in your living room. I think I know what you're thinking.
The one you want to pick is fine.
Yeah. I'm not sure what it is, though.
As long as it's not a video game, I don't care.
All right. So, let's have some fun. The orders is Josh, myself, Harvey, Amanda, Kendra. Then, always, it's Snake style. So, it's Kendra, Amanda, Harvey, myself, and Josh. Josh, are you ready?
I'm not getting my number one.
All right, Josh, is on you.
All right, so I didn't realize I was going number one. Boy, that's the pressure. I'm going with Cards Against Humanity.
I knew that was
second for me. Damn. All right, then I'm going with the adult game. I'm going to go poker here because,
That was on my list too.
All right, Harvey.
I'm going to go with Monopoly.
Yeah, well, my top three just shit. I came out of the clear blue. All right, Amanda.
I'm gonna go with Trivial Pursuit.
Good pick.
Okay, that's definitely on my list again. Okay, all right, Kendra.
My favorite is Apples to Apples.
Oh well, Cards Against Humanity for kids.
The OG game that created on every single other game like it. But I think Apples to Apples can get pretty spicy depending on the people you play with. And I'll tell you about how with the time we played in public at my birthday and offended a very nice waiter. I'll tell you after that because it's very offensive. It's so offensive.
That's hilarious.
Okay. All right. So we got Card Against Humanity, Poker, Monopoly, Travel, Trip. And Apples to Apples. Kendra, round two.
My other favorite, Life. I love Life.
Yeah.
Because we put our own like little squares on the board, like, you know, your baby is this, or like you lost a leg or something. Like we put little different squares on our boards.
So we got this place downtown called Saturday Market here in Portland. And people sell their own stuff. And there was this guy down there. This was like 20 plus years ago. But he had his own custom version of Life. It was called Hood Life. It was hilarious. It was so fun.
You never played Hood Monopoly or a Black Monopoly? I
played Hood Monopoly,
Isn't it every city? I mean, there's Comptonopoly. There's Inglewoodopoly.
Mm-hmm. I mean Monopoly have everything. Man, they got Portland Monopoly and Seaside Monopoly downstairs as well.
My little town, we have Banning Monopoly. Who wants to play that? That's so stupid.
We have one too for Oklahoma City.
All right, Amanda's on you.
Okay, so real quick, I meant to do this. I was really hoping I would get Cards Against Humanity. I have to tell like a really quick story. So I have a friend, and I'm not going to say anybody's name. But their parents are divorced and both remarried, and both sets of parents live in the same small town. And they have three kids, and they're all just close. Like, they spend time together all the time. So we're at a party, and, of course, both sets of parents are there, and we start playing Cards Against Humanity. And we're cool like that with them, so it's not like we're embarrassed. But what happens is the exes start trying to outdo the new wives. So the new wife and the ex-wife, who are our parents' age. Okay, these are literally the parents of three people sitting there and mother-in-laws of one. And they're just sitting there getting dirtier and dirtier, trying not to do each other with sex stuff. And it was so awkward. Of course, they're like, we know you guys are having sex and you're sitting right here and you're our parents. Like,
I'd be like, ew.
I was like, never playing that with anybody but my closest friends again.
I play with my cousin with Down syndrome, loves Cards Against Humanity, and she's a fucking champ at it.
That's amazing.
And one time my grandma had clitoris as her card, and she's like, I didn't know what it was. What is it? And we were like, Grandma, I don't know.
That makes me want to cry.
We were like, we're like, girl, her asking what a clitoris is a very good family moment.
It's funny. Like,
that's RIP, Grandma. Okay. RIP.
She says RP. Harvey's on you.
No, I didn't pick yet.
Yeah, I'm waiting on
that. Oh, sorry, Amanda. Sorry.
I'm sorry. I got torn.
The RIP got me.
Uno.
Damn it.
That's the most cutthroat.
Yeah, I knew that was going to last.
You're not prepared to lose friends. You're not playing hard enough.
Harvey.
Let's go with Taboo.
That's a fun one.
Oh, I have a good Taboo story too. Remind me after we're done.
So Kendra said a good cutthroat game, and I was going to try to wait to get this next, but Josh is black, so I'm gonna get it now.
Damn,
so I'm gonna get spades. Yep. Let's take spades off the board, and listen, no offense to Uno, but when we play hood spades, and then that's fucking dangerous.
Let me see a heart come out
your hand.
I've seen fights. I've seen spades for shots. I said, oh my goodness, that shit gets cutthroat.
Now, you know it's cutthroat when you don't even want to teach people how to play because you're like,
nope.
I don't need no competition.
No, so real quick story. I got a friend in Philly that wanted to play space with us at this party was at. Said, Dre, let me bring your team. I said, fuck no. I said, fuck no. Listen, that's not the time for the time to teach you at all. I'm trying to win. All right, Josh is on you.
All right, since you pulled spades off the table and Uno got pulled off the table, I'm going to go with Clue.
God is truth. That was my next one until she said cutthroat.
All right, so it wasn't making it to me anyway. Okay, yeah, that's fine. Yeah.
I thought I could get back to it. Damn it.
All right, so we got Life, Uno, Taboo, Space, and Clue. Josh is on you.
All right, so I'm going to go with Yahtzee.
No, you fucker. Okay. That is my daughter's favorite game.
It's a fun one.
And she's always good.
So obviously my game night is gonna be adult game nights. So let's go Never Have I Ever. All right, Harvey.
One of my favorite games, but I don't feel a lot of people who like it. I'm gonna go with Scattergories.
Mm-hmm.
I don't play that anymore, but it's fun.
Yeah. There's a version online that's good actually, and it's free. Mm-hmm. Amanda.
Since I couldn't get Cards Against Humanity, I'll go with What Do You Meme? Mm-hmm. Which is also hilarious.
Kendra.
Pretty Pretty Princess.
Oh,
I love that game. One time in college, my roommate's friend came over and they were drinking. And then, she just like fucked up the board because we're playing Mystery Date if anyone wants to take that. But she was like, no one's taking me to prom. And we were like, fucking rage, Carrie. And she like ruined my board. I'm so mad. I will still tell her to this day.
What is Pretty Pretty Princess?
Pretty Pretty Princess is like a circular game, and then you try to get all your pieces. You want to get your earrings, your bracelet, your necklace, and then you have to get the crown. And then you get to say, I'm a pretty, pretty princess. Please get that for Sasha. And yeah, I was playing it in college because I went and bought it while I was in college at the Toys R Us. That was dumb.
Because we are pretty, pretty princesses, mm-hmm. and you guys can fuck off.
That's the worst. It reminds me of an old commercial.
I've never heard of it, so I can't get mad if I didn't.
They haven't showed a commercial for that maybe in like 30 years, so I don't blame you for not knowing it.
Well, no, but no, because it reminds me of that blind date game that they used to always have the commercial for.
Mm-hmm.
And the girls were like getting ready for their date, and I was just like, who's playing that game? I'm like, I guess, yeah.
Me?
All right. Yeah. We have Yahtzee, Never Have I Ever, Scattergories, What Do You Meme, and Pretty Pretty Princess. Kendra, it's on you.
Which one do I like? I'm gonna go with Gin Rummy. Nice. That's for you, Grandma.
No.
She taught me. And she always beat me till the end when she was like not all there. Then I could finally beat her. Yes.
All right. Amanda.
So I am taking a game that I love to play in my house because we have the OG version, and so when people play it, I make them physically make the noises. Going with Battleship. Mm-hmm. When your boat gets sunk, you have to go. I don't count it if they don't do it. They hate me here.
All right, Harvey.
Black card revoked.
Oh wow!
I was like game. On Amanda's game. What you were trying to like use like a veto? I was like, wait.
Does that mean I get a black card?
It was revoked right now.
Yeah, I don't have any more. But
you're like negative one black card.
Yeah.
You owe.
Let's go. Truth or dare here.
Mm-hmm. Oh, this is a classic sleepover game.
Wait. I only played Truth or Dare with girls. Like, yes, sleepover with girls too? Because I could not. They would not allow me to do that.
Look.
I had way more
did
kids.
Did I have sleepover with girls? Yes. Did my mom know I was having a sleepover with a girl?
No.
No.
We had a big, like, class sleepover in fifth grade.
But well, it was usually, like, parties, you know, and there's a lot of white kids I hung out with. Not that black parents don't let their kids do stuff like that, but they would let, you know, everybody over at the house. So, yeah.
So, God is truth, little story about that. And Milton Hershey, the first girl I went to for high school, pre our class, during prom night, you do prom, and then you have people stay over the night at around the gym area, mm-hmm. like overnight at the gym area. Then they had our class, and our class was fucked up, and they said, "Fuck that shit."
Like, nah, we already know. We already know.
They already knew because the stories that everybody told us that we pre our class, we all was fucking. This would be a big ass orgy. That happened.
Right. We did it at people's houses, like ours. When we had, like, everybody had parties at their houses, and for some reason, our parents were stupid enough to think that if there was enough of us there, and we were all together in the living room in our sleeping bags, that nobody would be having sex. They're dumb. They was dumb.
Okay. Wow.
All right, Josh, it's on you.
All right, I'm going with exploding kitty.
No.
Love that game.
I always see the box, but I don't know what it is.
Dude, I'm telling you, pick it up. It is the funnest party game, and it's one of those games like you can teach anybody to play in 2 minutes.
How many players?
So what is it?
I got the party pack where you can play with up to 10. So it's a card game where you want to be the last man standing, and there's exploding kittens in the deck. If you draw one, you're out, but you have cards that let you avoid that, and it's really fun.
It's amazing.
Yeah, you ever come to win my game night straight, you'll play. Because
I forgot that you like that game. I thought that would make it to my bench.
All right. So we got Jim Rummy, Battleship, Black Heart Revoked, Truth or Dare, and Exploding Kittens, which, people that like animals. Just a game.
Just a game. And the cards are really cute. Like, the cards say they have different kinds of cats on them, and they all say really funny things. So it makes you feel... And even the exploding kitten, it's like an all black and red card, and the cat's just like this. Like, it's not blowing up, but it's like full, but it, you know, something's about to happen to it.
It's like an action movie, like,
So it's beautiful cards, and it's called Exploding Kittens.
Don't see it in exploding animal parts. They're
beautiful and more hilarious.
It's funny.
Hilariously cute. Oh.
All right, Josh, round five.
All right, so we at that point, I gotta get my geek on, and I'm gonna name some games that may lose me this, but I don't give a fuck. I'm going with Betrayal at House on the Hill.
Yeah, I didn't understand any of that.
It's a fun game. You would probably love it. You should check it out.
Oh, okay. You're putting kittens for me. I don't listen to you.
I'm also gonna pick something that I got taught from my friend Amanda. Not this one, Amanda, but you still a friend. That Amanda, you still a friend. My friend Amanda that lives in Alaska right now. She showed me this game called Nerds. Nerds, NERTZ. That is a very, 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 very fun game. Everyone gets it. It is speed. The game speed, card game speed meets solitaire.
Yeah, it's basically a group solitaire. Yeah. It's amazing.
It's good. All right. Oh, and if you have fragile hands, so Amanda, I do not think you should play this. We have fragile hands. You have fragile hands. You should not play this at all. Okay.
Do you slap? Right. Do you slap?
No. So we all try to make the best, like, try to do, like, some speed versus mix meets solitary. So anyone can use any board for the solitary board, and you gotta be fast about it though. So if you're not, mm-hmm. if the Amanda trying to put the Ace of Hearts there, and I'm trying to put Ace of Hearts too, we bump hands.
So you can't.
I'm stronger than Amanda.
I'm good.
All right, Harvey's on you.
Connect Four.
Good one.
That is a good one.
Have you seen the giant one at Costco? Oh, I want that so bad.
Have you played it like Dave and Buster's or Main Event? On the big wall.
Yep.
Oh, no. Cool. My DNB didn't have that one when I was.
Oh.
I'm a deal or no deal. If that was in a casino, I'd be homeless. Deal or no deal is.
Yeah.
Dave and Buster's at casino. Oh, then I can't go near that.
They have a Dave and Buster's. Yeah. They do have it as a slot machine for.
Oh, if it's a slot. No, this is like you get to pick the case and like you're that one.
Yeah, I've seen that at the arcade. It's fun.
All right. Amanda.
So, Josh, have you played Imploding Kittens with the Cone of Shame?
No, but I want to get I heard it's amazing. That and the zombie version where you can come back from being exploded? Yeah.
I'm going to go with Operation.
Water Operation? On the Knee?
What?
Is it Water on the Knee? Operation.
Yeah, but the commercial. You remember that? Yeah. It's a good pick. I had that on my list.
Sorry, I got a commercial in my head. But I'm gonna say, just in case I'm upset, I'm gonna wait. All right, Kendra.
Candyland. I love it. Mm-hmm. So easy. And I want to live in that world. That's what needs to be a live action movie. Give us that world.
Not for the licorice area, because I don't like
You don't like licorice?
Black licorice. No,
black licorice is disgusting.
Oh, yeah.
Black licorice is the devil's candy. That was said right now. That's the devil's candy. However, though, there is fan art that state that some of these board games could be horror movies. And the fan art looks so good for those those
things. Yeah, they do.
They got Candyland. Oh, Candyland, listen.
That could be amazing.
The licorice guy, amazing. I believe it. He's scary on the board as is. I was always like, I don't want to land there. And the peanut nose, the gooey guy, the fudge guy. I was like,
The purple one, yeah. Betrayal at House on the Hill, Nerds, Connect Four, Operation Candyland. Got our bench. Kendra.
I never got to play it, but Mall Madness looked pretty cool in the 90s.
Mall Madness was the tenth.
It seemed cool.
Set Mall Madness?
Mall Madness.
Mall Madness, because I never heard of it, sorry.
Like, let's go.
Did you have TV in the 90s?
I did, but
did
I had
you
a black
watch
TV.
Kids' TV? I mean, it was commercials. No. I know you just didn't have Afrochain commercials. I know they were
showing. Yeah, that did not. All right, Amanda.
Okay, this one is for my husband and a game I never thought anybody but 80-year-olds played till I got married. Going with Canasta. We play it almost every weekend, and it's fucking cutthroat, and George wins 85% of the time, but that's okay.
I never heard of it.
He likes it.
It's a card game.
Well, yeah, I love cards too. All right. Harvey.
It's been around forever.
This is my favorite game. Well, I don't know. I don't know if a vote might be necessary for this one, but this is my favorite thing that I learned when I went to college, and that is beer pong.
Oh, nice.
All right. You get my vote, Harvey.
Game night for family game night?
No. It's not family.
I know. I'm joking. It's just game night.
Some families.
Yeah. Hey, some do. They put a little water in it. That's a good pick.
I love beer pong with a passion. And I hate beer, and I love beer pong.
I love beer pong.
It is fun.
I hate
beer. Definitely playing when we go on a trip.
So, yeah. Yes. Seven Minutes in Heaven.
You're being very
that's not really a game. That's just an
activity. It's a party game.
Okay.
Sorry, I was a loser.
I will change it. Spin the bottle. Now,
that's a game. That's a game of chance, not a 16 and pregnant prequel.
When we play Seven in Heaven, when I played it at parties, it was a game of chance because you spend the ball to decide who you went in there with. And
yeah, 7 minutes in heaven. Oh, yeah,
want to be up in there with you.
You don't choose who you pick in the front of the seven.
Exactly.
Yeah, it is by chance. We just put a names in the hat.
Fun movie, too. Great 80s movie, actually.
Well, well and there's a horror 7 minutes of Heather version of it, too. Mm-hmm. It's really good.
It's fun.
What, 7 minutes in Heather?
Yeah.
Yeah. There's a horror movie version, too. It's called Seven in Heaven, and it is amazing. It's on my list, matter of fact.
I like the Truth or Dare movie. Right. Okay.
Yeah,
oh, that was
good.
Is it a team?
That's actually really good, actually. The horror movie. The horror movie.
Yeah, the horror movie. Yeah.
No, Harvey's. Is it a teen movie?
Oh.
It's an 80s teen movie. It's.
Who's in it?
What's her 7 minutes in Heaven? What's her name? I can never get her name. Jennifer. She was in Career Opportunities. She was. Let me just look at
Beals.
Yeah,
no, Beals. Not Beals. That's Flashdance. No.
Connelly.
The Labyrinth one.
Jennifer Connelly.
Jennifer Connelly.
Jennifer Connelly. That's who I was thinking of. Yeah.
Oh. You could have just said the girl from Labyrinth.
That's true. That's actually true. Yeah.
And Josh, you're the very last pick.
Oh, and you know, I gotta go with Dungeons and Dragons.
I cannot believe that lasted so long. You know what? I should have took that from you for taking Exploding Kittens.
I thought you were for a minute. I was like, dang, I hope you don't get petty and take it.
If I wasn't on a gummy, I probably would have. I'm too chill.
All right, so we got Mob Madness. Mindy, what's your game called? Canasta?
Canasta, yeah.
Canasta, Beer Punk, Spin a Bottle, and Dungeons and Dragons. So the reason why I laughed on round five, because you're talking about game commercials, and one game, kid game, is one of the sexual games commercials of all time, jingles of all time. Mr. Bucket is one of the sexual.
Oh, I have
Mr. Bucket.
Can you please make a single and drop it on Spotify?
Oh my goodness. Oh my god. That is that's one of the most sexual fucking commercial most.
He's like a
blow-up
doll, just popping those balls out.
Okay. Oh my god. Josh, your mentions, please. Oh my goodness.
I got quite a few. Jenga. Farkle, Munchkin, Rat Trap, Parcheesi, Cribbage, Trouble, Codenames, Phase 10, Scrabble, and Quote Me.
Mm. Quote Me.
It's on
you
me.
Know we did an episode actually, with her, right? On the Simples?
Oh, yeah?
We did that here. That's awesome. On here as well. Nice. On here as well and everywhere.
Oh, really? Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, okay. She's on here. It's on me.
We did movie quotes too with her.
Oh, that's right. That's right. I'm sorry. Never mind.
So we have for me, my mentions, chess, twister, checkers. I don't think anybody says sorry.
No.
Go fish, Pictionary, and just for the rough people. Rock'em Sockers.
I have that.
More fun than a pillow fight. See?
Oh, I will tell you guys that game is still around.
Sock'em Boppers, yeah.
Rock'em Sock'em Robots. My friend's daughter, somebody just got her that for her birthday, and she's like so freaking excited. So it is still around. We have it.
Still going strong.
Harvey, you got to get our mentions in.
Yeah, I almost did it, but then like Ouija board probably would have been a fun one to pick.
Yeah.
I also have two. I wonder if anybody else has played. Has anybody ever played Spit?
Yes.
Card game? That's that might be a black card game, but that's fun. And the last one, I learned this in college, like right the same day I learned about beer pong, and the game is called Asshole. I hate beer, but I love Asshole, and you have to drink. Mm-hmm. Oh, I had so much fun with people. That's it.
I made somebody scared with Ouija board once. I literally moved the Ouija board to spell their name. Sorry, a long time ago.
I'm sorry, but why does a feather stiff as a board was scarier than the Ouija board?
Yeah, because you're like, it says Milton Bradley. Not really that scary. I was like nine, like, got it at KB Toys. How can it be?
All right, Amanda.
So I had a lot of the ones you guys mentioned, but I have Blockbuster. That's a newer game, but if you love movies, Blockbuster is like the most amazing.
Actually, I have that. Wait. Do you have the? Is there one without a TV? Because I need a TV for mine.
No, there's a board game. It's called Blockbuster. It's shaped like a videotape from Blockbuster Video.
Yeah.
And
where is it?
It's a physical game. It has cards and.
I guess I got the
drug version. How can you play that?
It can't
be the same game.
It gives you clips. So it came in a Blockbuster tape. It gives you clips.
Maybe it's a better one.
You go to the link on something that like your TV or phone. The more questions, they give you clips and all that kind of good shit as well. Like I do have it.
I know what game you're talking about because I've played it. It's not the same game. So
Blockbuster.
No, I know. I'm just telling you. I'm talking about a different Blockbuster game. So it's a board game that has cards, and basically there's different categories of movies, and you have to guess them. And the way that you have to give them to your partner is what you can quote. You get three cards. You can quote one, you can act one out, and you can describe one in one word. So. Yeah, it's a lot of fun.
Well, I just looked it up, and there's two of them. There's a Blockbuster movie quiz game, and that's the one with the video. And there's Blockbuster by Potato Games, and that's the one with the cards.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun.
It looks fun. I might have to get it.
Anyway, sorry. I also had Guess Who, 5-Second Rule, Slapjack. That's a popular one in our house. Hungry Hungry Hippos and Pente.
What's Pente?
Nobody plays Pente anymore. I've only ever played it with my dad. It's like a little marble board. Anyway, kind of like Tic Tac Toe.
Oh, shit.
Shit. I forgot about Macaw. Oh, anyways.
About what?
The one with the little, that like Mancala? African one?
Yeah.
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 Like every middle elementary school in the 90s had it for some reason. Right. Like, hey, it's your culture.
Kendra's a little.
I don't remember mentioning, but Chutes and Ladders, Skip Bo, War, Mousetrap, and Mad Libs.
Okay.
I've never played Mousetrap till I was older. But I remember as a kid, I wanted to play it so bad.
My brother finally got it, and we were so excited. It is the shoddiest game to put together. Really, I'm like, I was like, it does not work that flawlessly. It's so like crickety.
Do anybody did anybody go to a music park to have a mousetrap ride? That shit is dangerous, more dangerous than a regular ride. That shit, that shit, because it doesn't go like loop loop, and it's for kids. But the whip that's on your neck is the worst shit ever. That shit goes.
It sounds painful.
Oh, that shit.
Don't sound like for older folks like me.
It's definitely not.
I actually like got mousetrap and Skip Bo.
I love Skip Bo. We used to stay up like till like 2 a.m. in the summers, just playing. Me, my mom, my brother, and her friend, just all obsessed.
We played a lot in college.
All right. So yeah, thank everyone for doing this. Next week, because I'm not gonna be here, whoever wins these will be doing their drafts. We don't know what draft is going. So surprise draft, yay. all right. Please vote. And you vote for me again, then we definitely don't know we're going to do it. So please vote for me. I like winning. All right. Let's say goodbye, starting with.
Hey, what's up, everybody? It's your boy, Jay Time. And had a good time. Thanks for paying attention and listening. And please vote, just not for Harvey. Anyways, check out Toontastic Journeys podcast coming out next Saturday with Batman, Superman, Public Enemies.
All right.
Hi. I was listening to an old one, and at some point we referenced the fact that there's always an outlet behind me. So there it is. One of the outlets is open and available. Yeah, that's famous. Gonna name it, get its own, X account, Twitter account, whatever.
I hate that X name because every time I think X, I think of porn. Kind of true, man. Right. Maybe just me.
I think it's just me. DMX.
X
gonna give it to you.
Either way, this was fun. This may be, we just had a game night a few days ago. Not everybody showed up. What did we end? We played the adult version of Sorry, which was fun.
You're gonna tell me about that because I love Sorry.
Adult life one, and it was okay.
We have the Simpsons game of life. I want to play Trivial Pursuit, but nobody wants to play Trivial Pursuit. It's my favorite board game of all time, and I have all the original ones, all like the real hard ones.
Okay.
I love those.
So do I. So maybe we need to play together online and get somebody else because nobody in my house will play Trivial Pursuit with me because I dominate it.
Oh, dude, then we need to. Oh, we need to play.
I'm not great at it. I just love to play it because if you get to geography, I'm searching for that piece the rest of the game. I suck at geography.
Yo, we could so do that because we would all have separate boxes with the cards. It would be really interesting.
Emily and I played it a lot, but we play it on my Xbox, so it's not the same.
Yeah,
I have the Xbox.
You ever want to play? Xbox and Scrabble. Oh, Scrabble.
We have that. Nobody said Scrabble.
I had it.
Either way, so game. I love game nights; they're always fun. This was good. We took a week off, and I would just like to say, I'm excited for next week because next week it's gonna be May. So I think it'll be fun to see everyone.
First time I ever heard that joke, I had to ask what it meant.
Really?
I really had something a lot bigger planned, but I'm like, I'm trying to leave. I gotta go to the bathroom.
Oh, hi. CrushgasmPodcast.com on a little hiatus still, but I'll be back when school wraps this in May. Thank God. Few more weeks. May. But you can go to CrushGasPodcast.com, KendraWriteStuff.com. I'm still doing a lot of writing to try to make some money. So check out those articles like 20 Turn On and Turn Offs for Millennial Women, The Best Film Scores, and The Best Fictional Aliens just went up this week. So check that out, KendraWriteStuff.com. And
yay. Cool.
Thank you.
I really hope that ET makes it in
that list.
He is, but Mac and Me is a king far and above ET.
I really hope he's last.
They're not really. I don't rank them. They're just there.
Oh, and Alf. What is Catty?
Oh, Alf is there.
Hi, I'm Amanda, host of the Sip List and co-host of An Evening at the Movies. Real quick, for people who like Trivial Pursuit but aren't always that great at it, I don't know if they still make it. But we got it's called Texas Hold'em, and it's like Texas Hold'em Trivial Pursuit. So you can bet. You get chips like poker chips, and you can bet whether other people are going to get stuff right, and you can get enough chips.
I like that.
And when you get enough chips, you can buy one of your pieces. So you can't buy the final winning one, but you can buy all the other ones if you can't get questions right.
Anyway, I like that so much.
The only one we play because it's the only one George has a chance of winning. the Sip List drops on Thursdays. Evening at the Movies drops on Wednesdays. We have got superhero movies coming up on An Evening at the Movies. So the Sip List, I'm not sure what we've got coming up yet, but just check it out.
Thank you, Amanda.
Thank you.
Thank you to Amanda for hosting next week. My mom will be here. Howard, though, I really do want to play the Texas Hold'em Trivial Pursuit, but I like that. I like that a lot.
It's fun. I'll see if I can find it for you.
Little insider trader, but baseball. After every show, we do a little game called Smartass. See how smart people is a little bit. So and it's such a fun game too. Big shout out to my fiance for showing me it. However, Masturbators still going live and strong. Harvey episodes out of Varsity.
80s TV.
80s TV. He owed me JV 80s TV.
Next week we can go. We can do a few next week.
Okay. So, and I'm off every Tuesday now. So, Yay.
Oh, cool.
That's a thing. Next, and then if you listen to this in like on Spotify or Apple, Harvey's out right now, and then the 3-on-3 with the review, the 3-on-3 with the 2000s movies, which is interesting, by the way. just saying it now. I have no personal quarrel with any of that shit. They did their final four is their final four. Just saying that right now. All right. With that being said, thank you guys. And we are out.
Vote for Harvey.